this is why texts are, text messages are so popular, because you can look at them and go,
yeah.
Because when someone calls, that person calls you, you can't answer the phone like that.
Okay.
Where did she go?
She's hanging out.
Oh, she's chatting. She's being the gadfly. She's seeing everyone, saying hi. Eventually, she'll get in here to us and be a part of the podcast.
Nice.
So you got a new album out, Michael? Is that right? New CD? What do they call that? A CD? An album
CD?
Now? What do they do? They can still call it a CD?
Uh-huh.
Do you give out CDs of the show, or do you give out redeemable codes? What do you do?
I sell these. I give out the CDs.
You give out the CDs?
Yeah.
So what are you saying? I owe you $20? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
No, you're comped. I comped it for you.
You comped it?
Yeah. Yeah. I talked to my accountant, and it worked out.
I don't have an accountant. I don't think I have an accountant.
My dad does my taxes. He's an accountant.
Well, I don't think my dad ever knew how much I made. Of course, he was dead before I really started working, so I'd cut down on his awareness.
Yeah. There was a weird moment where my dad did my taxes when I was making very little and I was living at home, and then my dad did my taxes when I did like a whole year of a lot of work, and then he was like, you need to start paying rent. And I was like, you have a conflict of interest as my accountant.
Hi, you turn your mic on there, beautiful. There you go. Say hi.
Hi.
We were talking about how you were being the gadfly, saying hi to everyone.
Oh, well, I had to tell Dean, because I told Dean, I met Dean's sixth grade science partner at a Colts game the other day.
Sixth grade science partner.
Uh-huh, that's how he introduced himself. And he goes, your name sounds familiar. He was like, I think you know my friend Dean. And I was like, A, I promise you that Dean's never said my name to you. I feel like there was some gossiping going on before I walked in.
Well, there's always.
But I was polite.
There's always gossip, even when there's not gossip to be gossiped about. But when there's gossip to gossip about, then there's really gossip.
There's definitely gossip, and there's gossip to be gossiped about.
Let's try to keep the gossiping about the gossiping.
Yeah, something to gossip about. Let's not manufacture gossip, right?
Yeah. There's enough to gossip about without gossiping about what to gossip about.
I know. Didn't what's her name sing a song about that?
Yep.
She did.
Who?
Yep. That's a good point.
Sheryl Crow?
No.
The
older Sheryl Crow.
Older Sheryl. Oh, Bonnie Raitt.
Yeah.
I speak fluent Jess. I don't
know. The original Sheryl Crow.
Yeah. The original.
Yeah.
All right.
What were you talking about? Did you move? What are you doing?
Oh, we were talking about the Bears head coaching situation, and then we were talking about taxes, I think.
Wow.
And then he said his dad does his taxes.
Yeah.
And I said, that's nice. My dad died before I really started making any sort of money at all. So
before you ever filed taxes.
Probably. Yeah, probably. Yeah, probably.
Okay.
I would think so. It wasn't a
high
priority.
Now we can't publish the podcast.
You're like 21.
Yeah, I was like,
that's
true. I was like,
yeah.
I was telling him that my dad did my taxes away, made very little money, but then there was a year where I worked a lot and made a lot of money, and then he's doing my taxes, and I was still living at home at that point. And after he did my taxes, he was like, you need to start paying rent. And I was like, you have a conflict of interest.
Yeah.
And that's
right. Charge him.
I get it.
Wanted to charge him rent.
Oh. Yeah. Are you from Chicago?
My parents moved there. Yeah, I grew up in Indiana.
You did?
Yep. In Wabash.
Why do I feel like I've never met you before?
He was on the podcast. Yeah.
I know he was. We cleared that up already. Were you on with someone else?
No, it was just me sitting here. It was very memorable for me, I guess. I don't know.
Here's the thing.
Here's what happens. We do a podcast and then I never listen to it because I just don't want to.
Yeah.
So I don't. So every podcast seems like a new one.
No, that's
every
good.
Guest.
Yeah.
So where'd you grow up in Indiana?
Wabash.
Oh.
We moved there when I was about 7.
Is there a college there?
Manchester College is in Wabash County.
Wabash is not in Wabash.
Yeah, that's a conversation
Isn't that crazy?
I have with tons of people.
I'm so sorry.
We should
and
make
I
t-shirts.
Always get, I always
Wabash
get Wabash.
Wabash is not in Wabash.
I always get Wabash and DePaul mixed up. Yeah. I don't know why.
That's the Monon Bell.
Yeah, they have the rivalry.
They play for the Bell. That's right.
But Wabash is like an all-boys school. So it's a little
I know. I've been there.
And DePaul is DePaul an all-girls school? It should be.
No,
it's not.
You think it should be?
It's not.
It should be.
Is it a regular school?
I think it's a regular school.
That would be a weird Monon Bell game then if that's
boys
the
versus
case.
Girls.
Yeah. Shirts and skins. Let's get this. let's go with this.
I don't. I think DePaul is just like a similar size school.
Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Yeah.
Wabash is still not all men though, is it?
Yeah, I mean I was applying to universities.
It was actually I'm going to say within the last 10 years though Rose Holman. They accepted girls.
Oh, yeah. Rose Holman's had girls since I was in high school.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So longer than that. How old are you?
I'm 32. 30.
I was going to say 30. 32.
Yeah, I'll take it.
32. So you graduated in 2000?
Yeah.
So did I.
Whoa. Where'd you go to high school?
New Pal. New Palestine.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Where'd you go to high school?
Wabash High School.
It is in Wabash, actually.
Yeah, Wabash High School.
That's Wabash. Weird that the high school's named Wabash.
I should say that there is a school there. They do have educational facilities.
Is this at your parents' house?
No. Funny story. I wanted to take this, it at my
I'm
parents'
looking
house.
At his CD. His CD cover is him sitting in what appears to be
it's supposed
a very
to look
normal
like my
kitchen.
Parents' house.
Yeah.
But my mom wouldn't let us take
she
pictures
wouldn't?
There. Or my dad wouldn't. I couldn't remember which.
He was busy doing your taxes.
I know. They were really busy and they didn't know. But that one looks like better in the background. Like the one
I like it.
So
yeah.
Is that a...
It is very Modern Family.
Is it a set? Yeah. Is that a set? It's not a real kitchen?
No, it's a real kitchen. It's the photographer's like friend's kitchen.
I don't know if you know this, but we answer our questions and then we ask them. Is it a set? Is it a set? It's in somebody else's house? It's a house. It's a set. Yeah. We're really bad at this.
Is this our theme song?
Let's do this.
Yeah, I think it is.
In the morning in the back of the Beamer. Now mama, what's up? I know that you're a
hi,
you
welcome back to the podcast.
But Danny back tricks, give me a kiss.
This is the Off the Air podcast. I'm Chick McGee, and that is Jess. And our guest this week is this time is one of the few returnees.
Wow.
It's Michael Palasak, comedian, all around good guy. Grew up in Indiana. What else do we know? Very funny. Likes water. Likes to drink water.
Stay hydrated.
Yeah. Likes to stay hydrated. And this is his big CD. Your CD release tour?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? When did it come out?
August.
Well, see there. See, so two or 3 months.
What number CD is this?
This is Uno.
Uno?
That's one for all the listeners.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I feel like you've done more. I'm
going
to keep telling you facts that I think about you.
I have never. This is the first one I've ever released.
Huh.
Yeah.
How long have you been in comedy?
The first time I went on stage was 12 years ago.
Shit.
But it was just like during the summers when I was in college. So it's been like almost 10 years since I've been doing it like as much as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
It's your job now.
Yeah, it's my
Where'd
job.
You go to college?
I went to Xavier University.
Oh, yeah.
In Xavier, Kentucky.
Yeah,
it's
I went to high
school.
It's not Xavier,
Kentucky.
Xavier, Cincinnati.
Because they're Wabash.
Oh, wait.
A Kenyon Martin.
Is there a
it's
Catholic?
Kind of a badass school. They, there. It's a...
Is yeah. there a Catholic college
Xavier,
in
Xavier?
Kentucky? Help me.
I don't know.
There is. It's, well, no.
No.
That's not it.
Where did Todd Yoder go to college?
Todd Yoder, oh gosh, I don't remember now. He played for Tampa Bay and Washington in the NFL. Todd Yoder went to college in Kentucky, did he?
Or Tennessee. Is there
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt's
in
Tennessee.
That's
in
Tennessee.
Mm, and both of those letters, V and X, are at the end of the alphabet, and that's why I got
You know, me, along with a lot of regular off-the-air listeners, just listen to Jess go through that and say... That's Jess.
Uh-huh.
Vanderbilt in Kentucky, Tennessee. No, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think it's Catholic.
I don't think it's Catholic.
I have no idea.
I don't think it is. No.
I think it's. It sounds like it's private, though.
It is private.
Oh, it's very, very private.
I heard you have to like dress up to go to their football games, and if you're a girl, you're supposed to be asked by a guy to go to the game. Like you can't. You're not supposed to just go.
What? Yeah. Is this all true?
I don't know if it's still true, but I heard
that's
it was true
not
at one point.
Right.
Sounds right.
It's 2015.
I know. It might be different now. I talked to someone who went there
well,
a while
I
ago.
Can't.
I you know what? I'll
it's
call
very,
Todd
like, traditional.
I'll ask him.
Ask him.
Go talk.
He played football there.
Go talk.
Also, they have like the when my brother was looking at schools, they have the best like food for athletes. Like football players have the best like chefs.
Really?
Yeah, at Vanderbilt.
Your brother
but everybody
was
else gets
My
shit?
Brother played football in college.
Where'd he play?
At Miami of Ohio.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they used to be the Redskins. Now they're the Red Hawks.
Yeah, they were the Redskins. Yeah, they have a.
They changed
I have
their
a
name.
Shirt with a Redskin on it because it was like they still make them and just give them to the players.
That's right.
Oh, that's nice.
Millett Hall. They play basketball there.
Yeah,
and I forget what name of the football field.
That's a good question. I should know that.
I forget that.
It's the cradle of coaches. That's
yeah.
That's
Miami of Ohio. Woody Hayes started there, and some other guys.
Some other guys. Yep.
Is that your only sibling?
I have an older brother too.
What do they do?
He's They do lawyering. He just he just passed the patent bar.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
that's awesome.
A couple weeks ago, so everyone's really excited.
Yeah,
and I was
the patent bar.
Yeah, he was a lawyer, and then you have to take another lawyer test
To be like a patent lawyer.
Yeah.
Son of a gun.
Yeah. Because he was an engineer first, and he didn't like engineering, so he switched to lawyering.
All right.
Yeah.
And so what did your little brother do?
He's starting to do like some acting stuff.
Cool.
Yeah. He was in the web series that The Onion did about fantasy football called Tough Season.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Do you have a brother named Jack? You should have.
Jack Palasak. Oh, I think I just have my first kid's name.
John Palasak, we call him Jack.
Jack.
Yeah,
Jack,
that's good.
I've never understood that.
Knick-knack, paddywhack, Jack Palasak.
Why John Jack?
I don't know why Jack is a nickname for John. I don't know.
I do have a cousin named John Palasak, but we never called him Jack. If I would have known that was a nickname for that, I would have started that.
John Kennedy, Jack Kennedy, sure.
Yeah.
I know, but I never understood. That doesn't
I think I thought that those were two different people at some point.
Oh, I know I did.
Peggy,
for sure.
Peggy's the nickname for Margaret.
Yeah, Peggy's my mom's name.
Everybody calls her, but her name's Margaret.
She was named Margaret after like my grandpa's sister.
And they call her?
They call her Peggy.
There you go.
That was like one of the rules of naming her Margaret is that they would call her Peggy.
They had
Henry, my grandma didn't like Henry. That. Henry, you call him Hank.
Yeah, Henry's Hank.
See,
I see that.
I have a grand. I have a grandpa. That's the end of that story. No, he.
Moving on.
Yeah, and his brother. His name is Harry, and his brother's name's Harold.
Wait. So.
Yeah, I had no idea that was strange until somebody was like, "What? Harry short?"
You know,
for
I
Harold.
Think that someone was me.
Yeah, but there's been a lot of people say it since then. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, since then too.
So you have a grandfather.
He's dead.
And your grandfather's brother.
Yeah, he's alive.
And that would be your uncle?
My great uncle.
Great uncle?
My great uncle Harold.
Yep.
So you had a great uncle Harold.
Uh huh.
And a grandfather Harry.
Yep. And then they had a brother named Mert. And
Mert?
Mert.
What's Mert, Mert for?
I don't know. Myrtle? I don't know what it's short for.
Is there Myrtle, a guy named Myrtle?
No, I think it was just Mert. Because his dad's name, and then my great-grandpa's name was Benny. Not Ben, Benny.
Wow. Maybe it's Mertholomew?
Mertholomew. Yeah, I like that.
Mertholomew?
What's that?
Mert? You know. Mert?
And then they have a sister, Linda. So, that's all.
Sister Linda.
Sister Linda.
I think they bought a baby book at one point. A naming, baby naming book.
Yeah. But Uncle Mert didn't have legs because of diabetes, and my dad told me that it was because he got ran over by a lawnmower as a kid.
And you believed it.
And I believed it until I was an adult.
I don't have any interesting stories about that, about like my family. My dad's name was Wilbur.
I don't know if that was interesting.
That's true. But everyone
but they called
him
Waco.
They called him Waco.
That's really cool.
Waco?
Yeah.
Waco, because before the big Waco fire, of course, and the crash and all that mess. Mm-hmm. But they called him Waco because he had a love of guns, all guns, like but especially Wild West guns.
Yeah.
And he had a holster and a leather vest and a cowboy hat.
He also had a poncho.
He had a poncho like Clint Eastwood did in The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
And he was buried in that poncho.
He was buried in that poncho.
Yeah,
and he had all these pictures taken of him in the this cowboy outfit. And one of his friends said, "Who the hell you think you are, the Waco Kid?" And because that was, a kid's show back then, the Waco Kid. Or,
and that is why.
And that's how he's named Waco. And that's why.
That's why we have Waco Productions.
Waco Productions is
does our podcast. Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
It's a little like history.
Yeah.
Origin.
But I'm thinking, I'm desperately trying to.
You don't have any strength.
Figure out what I could name Jack Palasak if we could. That's a great.
Yeah.
You might want to go. Is it too late to change your name to Jack as far as a performer?
I think so.
12 years in.
And you've been on.
You should have talked to him before the CD came out.
Yeah. Oh, we printed him.
You've been on Letterman and you've been
Maybe
on.
Maybe that could be the name of my production company, Jack Palasak.
Jack Palasak.
Yeah. Give your dog a bone.
Yeah.
That's what I would call it.
Nick Neck.
Yeah. Bone.
Patty Jack.
No. Bone Productions.
I think that would be. I bet if you Googled that, it'd be very different than what we're talking about.
Bone Productions? Yeah, mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah.
Bone.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to Bone Press.
Where are you next weekend, Michael,
next
as far as comedy? Or are you working? Maybe this is your last gig.
Nope. I'm going to keep going.
Okay.
Right now I'm scheduled to be at Zany's Comedy Club in St. Charles, Illinois.
Oh.
Did that used to be...
Is that the Chicago one?
The Comedy Forum?
Oh. It's near there. Like, there's one downtown.
There is one downtown.
There's Zany's downtown.
Okay.
And then there's a Zany's by the airport. And then, I think they used to be what you were about to say.
St. Charles... Is that by St. Louis?
No.
Oh, there is a St. Charles near St. Louis.
Yeah, there is a comedy club in St. Charles.
That was the Comedy Forum. I think.
That was a comedy forum.
Yeah, there was a comedy forum near St. Louis, so it was probably that one.
Okay.
This one's in like Pheasant Run. It's in Pheasant Run Resort. It's like an hour north of Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Northwest.
Oh. See, I hear
Illinois.
I didn't
realize there were so many in Saint Chicago. Charles,
yeah, there's three Zanies in Chicago area, a Laugh Factory and Improv. Up is the name of the club.
I saw that somewhere. Up. Is that new?
Up is new. Up is relatively new.
Yeah. Did they close another club and open that?
Yeah. Well, that was the Laugh Factory. That used to be the something else.
Oh, okay.
Some theater. That was really fun.
So you got a girlfriend?
Mm-hmm.
What's her name?
Samantha.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's
Howard.
Pretty.
Is she a witch?
Is she a witch? No. Maybe.
That's what you think?
Bewitched. Samantha. It's the family. Oh, yeah, that's one of the Samanthas. Isn't there another Samantha? No, Samantha was on, what's the other show?
Sam Maselli.
Is on?
Who's the Boss?
Who's the Boss?
No, she's also on.
She just wrote a book.
She did?
I think so. She was on Drew Carey talking about it. Yeah.
No, the one that Dan Schneider produces. The one that's unbelievably popular.
I'm not you. I don't know what you're thinking.
You were just watching this with your daughter. It's one of her favorite shows.
Jessie?
No.
Oh.
It's the other one named after a girl, though.
iCarly.
iCarly. That's and Samantha, right?
Okay.
Oh, Sam is the girlfriend, the friend of right. Carly. Yes.
And she's pretty tough, right?
She's supposed to be. That's what my son, I think that's going to be like where my son gravitates to that type of girl because of iCarly.
I heard that's a good show.
It is it's a great show if you have kids and you have to watch kid television.
If you have to watch kid television, it's
a really good show.
It's I'm going to say it's better than 50 I'm going to say 60% of regular situation comedies on television.
Yeah, when there was an iCarly marathon when we were in Florida on the rainy day, and
we just sat there and watched
it. It was awesome. Yeah,
I feel like I'm going to be kind of disconnected from this generation because when I was a kid, I watched all of those shows because that's what you watch. But now I don't know any of those shows.
Mm-mm. No, that's okay.
Like we watched like all those Nickelodeon.
You can't do that on television.
Mm-hmm. Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. Hey, dude was huge. Yeah, that was
Salute
a good one.
Your shorts.
Salute your shorts. Yeah.
Hey, dude.
You can't do that on television, I think, was a little bit older than
that. That was
us,
a little before. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to watch it.
You weren't?
No, my parents got rid of cable because of that show, I think.
Well, luckily, my mother was a teenager, so we watched it together.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wasn't Alanis Morissette on You Can't Do
That
on Television?
She was.
I think she was.
Yeah.
And her name on that show was Alanis.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Why would they not?
Well,
I think they all had their real names.
Did they?
Yeah.
Was it a sketch show?
It was.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Canadian sketch show.
And wasn't
show.
There a cook or a dirty cook mm-hmm. who was in charge of
Yeah.
Yeah, he was gross.
The dirty cook guy.
Yeah.
I think he might have been like the producer, I bet, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know. He kind of reminded me of, Yeah. I was going to say my grandpa.
Grandpa.
Not
Harold. But
Bob. Yeah.
Oh, Grandpa Bob.
Mm-hmm.
A different grandpa.
That was the motorboat incident, right?
Well, you say motorboat, and that's not what it was at all.
Was it a rowboat? Was it a...
No, but you say motorboat, and motorboat means something else now. It was on a speedboat, an open bow speedboat.
Like a cigarette boat on Miami Vice? Like
my God. No, like on Lake Lemon. Like, Nah, they went to the dock to get ice and beer, I assume. I don't know why you're making me tell this story. And so the boat was coming in.
Wait, does this end really bad?
Yeah, if you're me, geez. It ends terribly.
Well, no, you probably shouldn't say how old you were considering what's going to happen.
I don't care.
It
was
so
an accident.
You're fine,
yeah,
right?
It's not, yeah. But so there's like 12 kids. I wasn't the only one like shocked.
Exposed to this, right?
And so they're pulling the boat into the dock. And my grandpa puts he has one leg on the bottom, like on the floor of the boat.
Oh no.
And then he has he has the other one up on the bow of the boat. And it was just out. His balls were
And he was wearing.
All of us kids, it was like running and like, they're back. Yeah. And then we were all like, oh my God. And you know, my mom's like, Jesus Christ, Dad. So it was terrible.
I thought someone's foot was gonna get chopped off or something.
No,
way
wasn't
less
that
bad.
That happens later though.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that happened.
Somebody got their foot chopped off?
All broken, completely off, like hanging. Yeah.
Who did that to?
The diabetes guy?
No.
And you guys kept going back to this lake?
Yeah.
It sounds like one of those haunted lakes.
Mm-hmm. My Uncle John would get the boat dangerously close to the dock when us kids were standing on it, just and then like spray water on us. Like there's something you can do with the propeller on the boat, and you can
spray water.
Yeah, no. It was his stepdaughter, and he just crashed into the dock and broke her ankle, like almost off. Yeah, it sucked.
Ooh. So, Michael. Yeah,
St. Charles next week.
St. Charles next weekend. And then, what's the name of the new CD?
Job opening. I was on Conan on Monday.
Who do you hang out with as far as comedian buddies? Like you're in town for a couple days, and you're going to go to dinner, and you call
Tommy Jonigan.
Nah, that's no good. Let me think. Good. Let's find somebody else. Tommy.
Andy Woodhull doesn't live in town anymore, but I would hang out with
him. You know, we got you confused with Andy Woodhull, and he was supposed to be. We were supposed to do two
you
podcasts.
You got him confused.
I always get
You do?
Yes, and then they're both
they're
here the
so
same
opposite.
Week.
Yeah,
I know that. There's no rhyme or reason.
No, you don't.
There's no rhyme or reason for why I get things confused. But we were supposed to do a podcast yesterday with Andy, and we couldn't.
Didn't Andy get married?
Yeah.
Andy
had a baby?
No. Pregnant? I don't know
if they're pregnant.
Let's start that rumor. No?
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah, it's funny that you say that, because I was going to rub it in his face that I got to do it, and he didn't. So.
No, you got to tell him, though. It was honest. We couldn't do it yesterday. There was a situation beyond our control that we could not do the podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
But, and it worked out. I didn't know we were going to do one today until here we are.
Well, you tweeted me.
I tweeted you. I did tweet you, and you didn't tweet me back.
I tweeted you back.
No, you didn't. I don't think you did.
I think I did. That's
I'm
what
gonna check the tweet.
I looked.
Let's go to the scoreboard.
All right.
Did you think you were going to tweet me back?
It's possible.
Didn't.
No, I
Here's
did not.
Here's how it goes. Oh. We look at this.
Look at my phone.
It's That's sitting there. And it's not
is.
Sent.
It's sitting there.
It's sent.
How many people do? I do that all the time on text.
I'm sorry.
No, you just type the text up, and then somebody says something, and you're like, okay, yeah.
Well, that's what happened with Andy, because they had a show on Wednesday at the other club. And he texted me Thursday morning to want to get breakfast after he was done here.
Oh.
And he was like, and I was like, oh, I didn't have a show Wednesday, so I'm still in Chicago. And he was like, oh, I guess they thought I would sell more tickets than you. And then, like, as a joke, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I went to reply, like, haha, or whatever, and I couldn't think of anything funny, so I just forgot to reply. And then 10 minutes later, 15 minutes later, not really that long, he was like, I feel like kind of a jerk because you haven't replied yet. I'm going to see you tomorrow. And I was like, no, I just forgot to reply. I typed it in, but I forgot.
There are good texters and there are bad texters.
Yeah.
I'm terrible.
Yeah.
He loses his mind.
You can get better, though. You know? You can try. No, I'm tired of people.
You have to always be a bad texter.
I'm tired of people like being like admitting they're bad at something, and then that's their excuse for being a crappy person.
No. Not,
not that you're a crappy person,
Michael.
But I'm talking more about my girlfriend.
No, it's
she's a bad texter?
It's the perfect
storm. No, she's bad at other things.
It's the perfect storm because
she's
I
just like, I'm bad at those. Well, we'll try.
I read too much into her not returning a text.
That's
and she
the thing.
Reads and she reads nothing at all into not returning a text. She's like, well, this is a text. This doesn't mean anything. And I'm like, this is a text. This means everything to me right now.
Yeah.
And but here's the thing. In my brain, he's like, having a good day, and I'll read it, and I'll be like, yeah, but I'm doing something else, and I can respond later, you know, or I'm going to see you in an hour. I'll tell you about my day then.
I didn't know.
Don't call me on your way. I'm not going to call you on my way. We don't need to text. If I'm going to see you in the next 5 hours, we don't need to communicate.
See, you... Hi, Michael. How are you?
No, yeah, let's get this out.
So you have a girlfriend. How long? Samantha, right?
Yeah, Samantha. We've been together dating for over like a little more than a year. Like about a year.
And where did you meet her?
We met at a bar that no longer exists called McGinty's in Chicago.
McGinty's.
Yeah.
And where is that near?
It's North and Wells, like Old Town area.
It was.
Yeah, okay. It's near Zany's. I finished a show and my roommate was hanging out with her. They were in an improv class together. And so my roommate invited me to hang out with them, and that's where I met my future girlfriend. And she was in a relationship with somebody else at that point, so we didn't start dating right away.
Mm-hmm.
But
But did you know it when you saw her that, oh, I'm going
to
date her?
I don't think I knew when I saw her, but when I started talking to her.
No.
It was really fun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A lot in common?
Yeah. She's just very, like, easy to talk to for me.
And what does she do? What does this young woman do? What do we know about her?
Yeah, she's a SEO, search engine optimization. It's like internet advertising.
Oh, okay.
Like basically when one of her jobs is like to try to figure out how to make a company like show up in Google searches organically.
Yes, I have heard of this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, so she worked for United for a little bit, and her whole job is to make sure that they, like, showed up better. Mm-hmm. It's like a form of advertising.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sounds like propaganda or
something. Yeah, like, she has to know, like, all the Google formulas and stuff, because they change them all the time for why things show up quicker than others, and, like, no one really knows, because Google doesn't give out all of their all of their equations or whatever it is.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah.
It's over my head. I've heard this talked about before.
There is some sort of, like, if you search something, do they have to say what's a paid?
Yeah, so that's like a separate thing. Paid, it's like paid. Right. So that's right. Another thing. And she does that too, but she likes organic more because it seems more, I don't know.
But all these organic. Other search engines have tried, but they...
I don't I refuse to click on the paid ones. The ones that say at the top, I
even
scroll
if the
down.
One underneath it is the same one.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I won't.
You don't want to get in a bad habit.
I won't either.
Ads.
You think people do, a lot of people do that?
Like the top one is always paid right now.
Yeah.
I think
it is.
Sometimes
it's the top two or three.
Like if you search McDonald's, the top one, it'll be McDonald's. Well, like I search Nike all the time. It'll be Nike.com and it'll say paid. And then
does that mean that Nike pays to be at the top?
Yeah.
And then there's a paragraph.
What the fuck else is going to come up when
that's
you Google
it? Yeah, why would you waste money on that?
Oh,
yeah.
Why doesn't Nike give that to me in a gift certificate?
That would be great.
And we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Or we'll talk about it on the podcast.
Or you could pay for Nike, so whenever someone searched for Nike, you would come up.
I would come up instead of Nike. That's I would imagine that I'd have to come up with just as much money as Nike's paying Google to.
You probably have Nike Google money. I mean, check that offshore account that you have where the... No.
You mean that donate button that we have on our chickpea.com website?
You know what? You're going to have to stop telling people to donate if you're not going to start delivering t-shirts.
What are you talking about?
Have you mailed the t-shirts?
We haven't ordered new t-shirts yet.
Ordered new t-shirts yet? Because you know where I went?
Where did you went?
Did you know that I went to Cash and Carry the other day and got my stuff? And they ordered t-shirts and they didn't have their t-shirts.
Is Cash and Carry another podcast?
No.
It's very close to home. It's where she gets her cups and saucers and paper goods. Okay.
Yeah,
paper
it's paper goods. Like it's restaurant carry out supply stuff in Indianapolis.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I was just
locally family owned.
Cash and Carry to me sounded like a mix between like a quick cash place and
sure.
Yeah.
Oh, like a check cashing place.
Yeah, like check cashing place. Yeah.
Boy, that's a license to print money, huh? A check cashing place.
Yeah.
That'd be a good business to get into. Put it on Google.
Are you serious?
Well, you'd have to have security. You'd have to...
Yeah. You have to have those windows that are like bulletproof or whatever.
This is her way of showing you that she has a 6 plus, by the way.
No, it's not. Oh, you're such a dick.
How do you like it?
I love it. I love it because I very rarely use my tablet or...
Oh, really?
Do I have to say tablet? Can I just say iPad?
It's a tablet, but most people have iPads. I mean, not a lot of anything. If you say tablet.
People that have other things.
If you guys are sponsored by the Surface, you probably shouldn't say iPad.
Probably shouldn't say iPad, but.
I don't think we are.
I always think that's ridiculous when I watch like a talk show or something and you see the big Apple thing right on the thing and then they start talking about Apple products. I'm like, you're like whatever network. You don't need to do that, I would think. I mean, I guess everyone has a price, but I don't know.
Well, on iCarly, they put a pear over the apple.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, so that they don't have to talk about it or acknowledge it. And even their phones are shaped like pears.
Their phone? They have pear-shaped phones?
Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Uh-huh. They do.
But I haven't seen iCarly in forever. I haven't watched
you
iCarly
should watch.
Since.
I'll look up the next... I'll text you when the next marathon's
text
on.
Text me so I can get set the
Can
DVR.
You set up a Facebook event invite?
I should. I totally should.
I am totally not on Facebook. Is that a problem? I kind of just got off it. No?
I think it's good.
The only reason I'm still on is to share photos with aunts and uncles and grandparents of my kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of photo sharing going on.
Yeah, that's all.
That's one
is.
Thing about being in a relationship. My girlfriend does a lot of that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, it is good. It's just different because I'm not used to it. And I'm sort of like, part of me is like, oh, I don't need all these on there. And then she gets offended. And like, I mean, I do.
Right.
I do want them.
Yeah.
Were you alone for a long time before this girlfriend?
I didn't have like a serious girlfriend for a long time, like since college.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. So all my pictures before her are just like with people before or after a show. And then it's like all of a sudden like a girl.
Right.
Yeah. The happened. Same girl.
She came to all my shows.
I turned off my Facebook for a while.
Oh, that must feel so good.
Yeah. I turned it off for like 3 years.
But Facebook is like a job, right? I mean,
kind of.
I feel like all that's like a job now. Yeah. Vine and Instagram.
But I don't think Twitter is. Well,
Twitter's okay.
You know, Vine's kind of a job.
Vine's a job.
And then Vine's a hard job.
Stuff. Snapchat?
Yeah. I mean, I don't.
Snapchat. No,
my Snapchat name is, I've never Snapchatted before, but.
Jack Palasek.
No, that's a good one. Oh. Mine is Pala gets lots of snaps, I think. Or Pala Snap or something like that.
I feel so old talking about it because I don't really know. Like, it's just a text really that erases, right?
Well, it's like a picture so you can put cool stuff on it or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, then
I think I've been in a couple of my sister's Snapchats.
Yeah.
And not on purpose, but yeah.
Yeah, I've been in my daughter's Snapchat.
But she's okay. Like 19.
Yeah.
I don't
know. But I get irritated when there's... When I meet people my age that are like, you don't Snapchat? And I'm just like, no. Like, isn't that text?
I get irritated with anybody who says that about anything.
Yeah.
You don't fill in the blank? Well, you're just missing it then if you're not filling in the blank. Yeah. What's your problem?
Yeah, can't we just like choose another topic to talk about?
I'm overly defensive, so that's probably just me.
My new thing, I should not say hate because I was going to try to not.
Yeah, thanks for not doing that. I hate it when people say it.
The TV thing, when people look down on you for watching TV, that makes me.
Oh, they look. I thought you were going to say people like are like, oh, you don't watch TV. People look down on you for watching TV?
You know what, though?
Yeah.
It used to be, and I'm old enough to remember this, there used to be absolutely nothing on television. I will be the first. I mean,
sure.
The Batman, the TV series, and you know, all these, Car 54, the shitty comedies, and just not any good television. But now, there are TV shows that are just as good, if not better, than 99% of movies that come out. I mean, I agree.
Yeah.
And
it's
I think
ridiculous.
I think it's something, it's a personal thing to me because when I was growing up, my mother had the television on,
but
never turned it off.
Yeah. I was going to say that.
And that really, and so I refused to have the television on during the day.
Well, see, but I went the other way. No one had the TV. It was up to me whether the TV was on because I was kind of self-parented and I did a shitty job. So.
I don't know. I wonder what the tie is with my mother and the television because if you call her, you dial it and you say hello. And I swear to God, she goes over and turns the television up and stands next to it to talk to you.
It sounds like you're calling a nightclub.
It sounds like she's answering from a nightclub. I'm like, where are...
Is Jerry Seinfeld hanging out?
Yeah, no. That's exactly what I'm just like, so loud.
No, but I just, this week, it made me so happy. I put my TV in my bedroom. I hung it on the wall.
Nice.
And it was just kind of this project that I was looking forward to, and I got cables.
Why did you hang your TV on the wall?
Well, to clear off my dresser so I have more space to put stuff on my dresser.
Yeah, that's great.
Are you serious?
Michael. Michael's supportive. Yeah. See, that sounds great.
But when I asked you to hang my TV on my wall a month ago, you said no.
I did not say no.
I said you did.
You're going to change your mind and you're not going to want it up on the wall.
I think also there's a difference because it's not his TV. They'd be hanging on your wall.
Now you're in kind of a fuzzy gray area. All right.
Well, back out slowly.
I think they say this on TV on those shows a lot. You better back the fuck up. Now. No, but I really, because TVs, I think they're like my parents.
Okay.
I really believe that.
Yeah.
I think they are so important to me, and I just can't see my life without. Because I'll try. I thought, you know, today.
Yeah.
Today, what I'm going to do, I'm going to go home and read a book.
Yeah.
I never.
You can't do it.
You know, I'll just go home and I'll watch another episode of The Newsroom. Or
yeah. There's so much good TV on.
There really is.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it always has been so important in my life. I just don't know what I'd do. I guess I'd go outside and do real stuff. But
I mean, you know what you could do if you want to read? You could just like try to listen to books while you drive because you can't really watch TV while you drive.
Oh, that's
and
true.
And then just get the books that way. Yeah, I don't know. The one thing I remember as a kid, we never had a TV in the kitchen. Like,
right.
There's never a TV. And then one Christmas, I was probably like 9 years old.
It was magical, wasn't it?
Yeah. My dad bought my mom a TV for the kitchen. So like because she was in the kitchen, like my dad would work and my mom would take care of dinner and everything. So when she was in there, she could watch her whatever. But then it just turned into we were watching SportsCenter during breakfast before school. And like now that's all it is. Like we all sit down and we're eating and like something's on. And I like it. The only thing I don't like is if it's like during like a primetime hour when we're eating and like I'm actually trying to watch the episode of The Office or whatever was on at the time. And my dad would be like, oh, how's your day? Whatever. I'm like, if we're not going to watch it, let's just not watch it.
If we're not going to watch it, just turn it off.
Yeah,
if I can't pay attention to it, Yeah. I can't concentrate on it.
That's exactly how. And then I feel bad because he's working hard all day or whatever. But yeah.
And I've always been on the radio. I think I've been on the TV like once or twice with telethons and things like that. Like the Jerry Lewis telethon, I was on a couple years with that. But I don't know what I'd do if I had a TV show. I mean, that would be my career and my parental figure, and it would all.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd plots probably. I don't know. And you've been on TV, so I don't know.
Yeah.
You're kind of magical.
Oh, thanks. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Well, it's funny you say, have you ever seen Cristela? It's Cristela Alonso's.
Yes,
show?
That sounds familiar.
She was on, it's on ABC. It got picked up for the whole season.
Oh, Cristela. Okay. Yeah.
She was on Letterman talking about how like she grew up in like a border town, and so it was safe just for them to stay inside and watch TV, and so now it's really fun for her to be able to like give that to somebody else to be able to do a show and have people turn and watch that when that's kind of how she was raised.
That's cool.
So that would be like what it would be like for you.
Yeah. Would be on on TV.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. How does that work? Do they, when you're like, okay, I've got a Letterman coming up next Thursday, do you have to obviously you have to the piece that you're going to do, but you have to run that down, but you have to like copy the fax there or send that, email it to them that here's what you're going to do, or
most shows they make you like just type it out word for word.
Really?
Yeah. And then they send it to like their lawyers and their advertising people to try to sell ads, and then to their producers to make sure they're not going to offend their audience.
Really?
Yeah.
Still?
Yeah. Yeah, I had a joke where I said Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. That wasn't allowed to be said on NBC or CBS, because if you're going to say Jesus on one of those networks, you have to do it in the form of a prayer. And apparently the way I said it, I thought it was like...
It was an exclamation.
Yeah, it was an exclamation. My mom was praying. She's Irish Catholic or whatever, but they were like, you can't do that joke. And I was like, oh, okay, that's fine.
Really?
Yeah, like NBC and CBS at 12.
I don't know what I thought, but I didn't think you actually had to type it out.
Well, I think it's just like when I did Conan, that they didn't do that. I just had a tape that I sent them that was like this. That was all. They're like, this is all proved, so just do that. Mm-hmm. So I think it's either way, like the tape or the typing out. But
do they ever have like an actual? Does it get particular as here's the punchline we'd rather you use instead of the one that you have?
Yeah, the producer at Conan was at first. I was like, oh, I don't know if this is gonna work. But as I started to do it, he would be like, it wasn't necessarily like change the punchline, but he would be like, okay, why don't you just stop the joke right there and go on to the next thing? Or like, why don't you have like a better transition between the two? Like very much like kind of like really in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But like, it was funny. Like that's how that one went. Then when I did Letterman, once Eddie Brill thought I could do it, he was just like, all right, whatever you think you should do, we'll try that out the day before. And if we don't like it, we'll do another set that night or something. But so he was very much like, once he kind of approved me as a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And which show was it that I don't know if you did this or not, but the host wasn't there when you were doing
it? Oh, Craig Ferguson, when he taped in his old studio, he would tape his comedians like after the show was done, and he would go pick up his kid from school, so he would never Yeah. That's what he told people. That's what they, I mean, you can't really
hold
against
somebody. That seems so crazy. Yeah. I've never understood that.
Yeah. So like I heard one of my friends, I don't know if I should, but Chad Daniels was on the show.
That
I think that was
son
his first
of a
one.
Bit. Oh.
Yeah. Well, he was great, but he didn't do it, but he really thought about, once he realized that he wasn't there, about like referencing the desk, being like, what do you think, Craig? And just making it so the cameras had to go over there.
Yeah. Well, and Craig is also the one that has the robot or the mechanical sidekick or whatever that is. I've never actually... noticed that that's what it is. I've never actually listened to what they're saying, but
yeah, he's funny. Like I really liked their show, and once they got in their new studio, it was like a normal show. Like he stayed for the whole thing, and then his kid just walked home, I guess.
He didn't like, have to worry. The
my
kid
dad's
got
working
old
hard.
Enough. Kid got old enough. He didn't really have to worry about anything.
Yeah.
Are you gonna want to do that, like a talk show or a TV show, or
I think like
stand up forever? Or?
I think I would love to act in something, and I don't know if it's because I really love acting or just because I've been rejected so many times that I want to prove it to myself that I can do it.
A lot of auditions?
A lot of auditions. The first couple of years I was in LA, there was a lot, and then last year there was very few, and then I had one yesterday. It was really interesting.
Like here in town? Or no,
well, no,
it was in Chicago, right?
It was, no, I was in LA on Monday, and I did Conan, and then the producer friend of mine was like, you should audition for this show they're doing. I think you'd be great for it. So I was there, and then I'm going to be back on Monday. But they're like, well, we want to see you Thursday late evening. I was like, well, I'm in Indiana. like working. And they're like, well, just put yourself on tape. I'm like, okay. So last night in my hotel room, I had like lights balanced and like my camera and my computer, and I had someone Skype in to read with me. And
that no kidding.
Yeah. So I had my own little studio all set up in the Town Play Suites. And I was kind of loud at some points. So I just imagine like someone laying in bed and me being like, we can get off this island.
Was it an adventure film or a situation comedy?
It's Lost meets.
I love the formula for pitches.
Yeah,
they want you to have something exist, two things existing, yep, meeting another thing, making a third thing as the idea for the pitch.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's Lost.
It's Die Hard on a cruise, but with a deserted island. And okay, it's Lost. What?
Lost meets It's Always Sunny. So it's like a comedy version of Lost. It's really epic. Yeah.
Well, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is raunchy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
in their lightest moments there. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think one of the episodes was Danny DeVito or Charlie, or I forget,
yeah,
what Charlie's last name. One of them, Charlie Day, they were sleeping together and somebody shit the bed or something. That was the story? Plot of the show. Yeah. And the whole show was like, well, we got to figure out who shit the bed. Yeah.
I think what's funny about that show is that everyone's okay with all of it, though. Like,
yeah,
it seems like it's less dirty when everyone's just like, this is just my life. Whereas, like,
and that one guy, I don't know. It's not the guy and the girl play twins.
Yeah.
The
other guy with the tattoos.
DeVito's their dad, right? And yeah, the other guy with the tattoo, like, gained a bunch of weight just because he thought it was funny.
Oh, really?
Did you read this?
No.
No, I think he gained like 60 pounds or some. I mean, he's lost it since. But, yeah. And I guess I might be getting all this mixed up. My brain gets, there's a traffic jam sometimes. But evidently he and the girl who plays, what's his face? His sister. They're a couple
A
couple or married or divorced or
okay,
having an affair. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure
what it is, but that's Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I was watching it there for pretty religious. I think you'd do all right on Sunny in Philadelphia. You'd be like one of their weird friends, I think.
Yeah.
Down the block or.
I think any show like that where it's like I could just sort of like show up for a couple minutes and be like something quirky or different and then get away. Like any like non-multicam, I think would be really fun to do.
Do you have any secret talents? Like you can balance 100 quarters on your elbow? Or
no. Like when I was a kid, when I played baseball in high school, we'd be really bored in the outfield, so we'd just make crow sounds. So I feel like that's my only secret skill. It's like making.
You make a really good crow sound?
Yeah. I got an agent like that in Chicago one time. Like, because on you put like your special skills at the bottom or whatever. And so I wrote various farm animals or whatever. And so I went in to meet with them. It's just like a commercial agent in Chicago or whatever. But they were like, oh, you can do this. So I just started doing like all these different farm animal noises that, you know, any kid can do. But they just loved it. They just thought it was so good that I could do that.
Now, did they look at it as an insulting curiosity type of way, like they're in Chicago and they're here's this.
No, they were very genuine, like, we can do something with this guy.
Really?
Yeah, they're like, I think that was also their reference point. Whenever they called me, they're like, you do such a good chicken or whatever. Like,
chicken or a cow.
This guy, he came in here and he did this. I think it was like, maybe they were insulting me and I didn't get it, but I think like they were just like, oh, that's endearing that you would do that in our office.
Well, what's the best one you do, Michael?
I mean,
the crow.
I think the crow is the one that my older brother did it in the outfield. So that's the one. If you want, I mean, I don't know.
Just like a scream, it's like
It's just like ah. That's what I did in the outfield to kill time during the summer.
Center field, left field, right field.
I'm more comfortable in left.
Uh-huh.
Center. I broke my wrist this summer actually playing center field because you have to like
softball or actual
I played in a baseball league in the suburbs of Chicago, and it was one of those things where I was like, looking back, I shouldn't have even dove for it. Like,
I don't know what I was.
Nothing
thinking.
Matters at that level where you have to like possibly, because I think what happened was the week before two guys didn't call for the ball in the outfield.
Right.
And so they ran into each other. And before the game, I looked at the right field. I was like, we're going to call it. And he's like, yeah. So the ball's hitting the gap and I'm running and I was running and I felt like I maybe could get it. So I called it. And I don't know if you ever hear this, but when you're a kid playing baseball and they tell you in the outfield, if you call it, then you have to get it.
You have to get
That's
it.
That's the rule. Like, no one says like, it's okay if you don't or whatever.
Right.
Like,
no.
You have to get it.
Right.
And so that was my mentality, even though like I'm an adult playing a game that I don't even have to play that game, let alone have to catch it. And so I dove and like landed on my wrist and broke it.
Ah.
So it's like, I feel like left field's a little better for me than center field because then there's.
I broke, let me think, I broke my finger in football.
Oh, yeah?
My ring finger, my left ring finger in football.
From the ball? Like, did you
no,
play quarterback or something?
No, we were, I want to say the drill was something with the word monkey in it. I'm not sure what the drill is,
okay.
But it's like you fold over another guy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Like there are three guys, and they jump in the middle, and then you jump in, then the third guy jumps in, and then it's like some sort of coordination or getting used to getting hit on the ground.
Yeah.
But I landed awkwardly on my finger, and I broke that.
That sucks.
I broke my left foot when I was in kindergarten or first grade, I forget.
Oh, no.
Playing jump rope.
You had a cast in first grade?
I had a cast in first grade.
That must have been torture.
Yeah, it was not fun. And then I think those are the only two bones I've ever broken. Actually, I broke my toe working at a foundry. I dropped a cast iron part of a elevator on my big toe on my right foot.
Oh, my gosh.
And broke the toe, and there's nothing you can do with a broken toe.
It just heals?
They can't put it in cast or anything. But now, here's an interesting fact about Chick McGee. My right toe, you know how your finger will bend like this, curl up all the way?
Yeah.
Well, my big toe on my right foot will only do that. It won't it won't bend because there's some sort of arthritis odd
like weird
deal that
that's like hardened.
That hardens and it won't let it bend that way.
That's crazy.
Isn't that odd?
I never worked in a foundry, but I did work in a rubber factory.
And
my job was to manufacture the rear right-hand insulation on the 2001 Ford Explorers. So if anybody owns a 2001 Ford Explorer and the rear right-hand insulation's kind of messed up, that was probably me.
Okay.
And I remember I hated the job so much, but like my parents were like, you have to pay for college, so you have to do that job. And I remember all I did was like reach in this hot machine, and I had sleeves all the way up to here to protect myself. But one time my arm hit like it just whatever, like a little scar there. It's gone now. But I remember I came home, I was like, Mom, see what you guys did to me.
Yeah, I worked in the foundry for like, I want to say right about a month.
Yeah.
And got injured and collected like $2,000 in workman's comp and never went back.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I guess that's an American success story. Now that I think about
it. I only worked in the factory for a month because I had to go back. Like I turned 18 in the middle of the summer and I had to go back to school. I was going to school. But I got in the union. So right. I just received like a pension check. I just received like a bought out pension check because I was in the union for like a day.
That's a success story.
Yeah.
That's like winning the lottery.
Yeah. It was great.
My God.
Yeah.
How much money did you, how much?
$70.
So that would have been your pension?
No, I mean like for one day of being in the union, I guess, I think they count the 30 days that you were in it.
You were in a union?
I was in the United States Rubber Workers Union. I was honorably discharged.
He manufactured
rear right-hand insulation on the 2001 Ford Explorers.
That's right.
2001?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was a freestyle. Never mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, the Taurus X, I guess, is what they used
to. I don't even think they make those anymore.
Yeah.
Probably not.
I still have mine, though. It just needs a new transmission if anybody knows anybody that wants one.
The Taurus X is still out there and alive?
Oh, no, it's not alive, but it's still out there.
Does it go backwards? Does it only go backwards? That happened to me one time when my transmission dropped. It only went backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
No, it'll go. It just sounds
like
there's
really rough.
Yeah, it sounds like there's another car underneath your car that you're dragging.
I was telling the story about Jess. I had to run to the bathroom during
I figured we would just tell people you were here and you were just really quiet listening.
That never happened.
People would listen to the podcast and where'd Jess
go? I didn't have to run to the bathroom. A, you made it sound like I had to poop. That's not what happened. I had a phone call and I apologize. It's very unprofessional, but it's much more important.
I was telling the story about when I worked at the foundry. I don't even know if you know this story. And I broke my toe at the foundry.
Yeah, you dropped something on your toe and you got workers' comp, but you only worked there for like 2 days before.
It was a month.
It was a month.
Oh, okay.
And my toe only bends this way now. It doesn't bend that way.
Whose toe bends a different way?
No, like you can't
Your toe. My toe won't do that. It won't curl up.
I don't know
if
that's good for radio.
Wow. Yeah, it's probably not.
But don't you have a finger that does that too?
Well, I've got this weird finger
that doesn't straighten.
It bends up. Yeah,
it doesn't straighten. Yeah, isn't that weird?
Oh man.
Yeah, that might be.
I can do this.
That might be a child abuse story. I don't. Yeah, I can do that too.
No, you can't.
Yeah, I can. There it is.
Oh,
you can do it better though. I can't. You straighten this one and then curl that one. Yeah, I can't do that. Oh,
Isn't there a weird thing about rolling your tongue? Isn't that like a gene?
I can do that.
You like that? Can you roll your
tongue?
Who
can't do that?
Some people there's can't some roll people their tongue.
That's the thing.
There are people listening to the podcast right now trying to roll their tongue up, and they're not going to be able to.
Or they, I think or it's they're more of a trick to do it underneath, to roll it the opposite way.
I don't think anyone can do that.
Uh-huh.
No, you're not, but you're not doing it.
I know. It's like when somebody thinks they're crossing their eyes.
I know, you're still. <not. laughs>
I can do this.
Yeah.
Who was that comedian? Wasn't there a running, like one of the guys on Mad TV or something? Hey, look what I can do.
And he didn't do anything.
Some kid or something. I mean, he was playing a kid.
Oh, Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald. Stewart. Yeah, look what I can do. Yeah. Some big, awful. Yeah.
It was like, turn around.
People went crazy about it like it was Dr. Evil, but it was some shit.
I really never watched bad TV.
Me either, actually.
The only time I remember it being, I remember my parents watching it when I was a kid, but I also, when like us, like the Mary Catherine Gallagher, that era, that was
Saturday
huge.
Night Live.
Yeah, Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, I remember in school, Will Ferrell, well, I was watching it and I was just like, oh, I'm going to watch this because he's not going to be around on this forever and he's really good.
Yeah.
Michael was talking about he had a TV in his kitchen when he was.
Yeah,
was it white?
No, it was like black.
Oh,
it wasn't black and white. It was like the
no,
white.
But like
you had a white one.
No, I didn't. But I always thought the rich kids did.
Oh no, I don't know. We
the
were
rich kids had a white TV in their kitchen.
I was telling Chick like we never had a TV in the kitchen, but then like one Christmas, my dad gave my mom a TV and to put because like my mom stayed at home and she would like do a lot of work in the kitchen and for her to watch her shows or whatever, mm-hmm. but then it just turned into like my brothers and I watching Sports Center during breakfast.
Mm-hmm. That sounds right.
Yeah and it hasn't stopped.
Yeah, so now you have a TV in your kitchen?
Well, in my parents' kitchen there's still a TV in there.
Oh, there's still is it the same one?
No.
Oh,
no,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, I think we maybe I don't think we have it. That was in the early 90s.
But in your house you have roommates, right?
Yeah, I have roommates in LA. I just eat in the room with the TV. That's just how
it
that
isn't
works.
Really a kitchen. It's just
It's just the room with the couch. But we got a new couch recently, so I sit on the ground. So I'm not gonna spill anything on the couch.
I do that with my kids too. No, they're like, can we eat in the TV room if we sit on the floor? And I'm like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
But no, they're not allowed to sit on the
couch. I thought it was, didn't you scotch guard it?
Yeah, but they can't be trusted. They'll destroy anything.
That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't tell them that. Did you tell them that? You guys
tell them that every day.
It?
You guys are wrecking my life. Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying that's what my mom said to me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You're in the way.
No, I don't. No, no.
If you ever see mom being upset, it's because of what you did.
More
that's
than
what
likely.
I'm going to say.
Are you happy
it's
now?
Your fault.
Are you happy?
I dropped my kid off at a sleepover the other day. This is off. I hate that. That whole sentence sounded terrible. My son, Maxwell, I dropped him off at a sleepover.
At a friend's house, he was going to spend the night.
Yes. And
Maxwell's a great name.
Thank you. And I grabbed him, you know, on the shirt and pulled him close. And I said, hey, don't be a dick, okay? And he was like, okay. And the mother heard me. Luckily, she's my friend. She goes, did you just tell him to not be a dick? And I was like, yeah, it's a lot more like it gets his attention more than saying be polite, you know. Yeah.
Right.
And he's at an age, I mean, he's 12 and, you know, like I can talk that way. And I think he pays closer attention.
No, I think like there's the sense that he'd be like, oh, I got a mom who's like sort of in tune with what I'm going through right now.
Right. Yeah. Like you can be a dick at home. Don't be a dick when you're at somebody else's house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you can be a dick at home, can't you?
Yeah, you can. You get your... That's... I mean, everybody does that.
That's part of the best part about being home. You can be a dick and nobody knows.
Exactly.
But we don't always have to be a dick when we're at home.
No, you don't always do.
We can try to not be a dick sometimes.
No, and I just think that it's just like... I don't know. I feel like if you have an open dialogue with the people you live with, whether your children or not, and just be like, look, today is a shit day and you're going to get a shit version of me.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how it is with them. And with my kids, we always had at home words. Like I would let them, like if you are compelled enough that you think you need to curse and something happens at home, then do it.
Yeah.
Like, but just have control. Like you don't do it in front of your grandparents or, you know, Aunt Karen or whatever.
You know, I think that's a maybe even a healthier way to go about it because then the kid never has that moment where he like freaks out.
Right.
And, like,
well, and you subconsciously kind of start him to police himself, you know, a little bit. And as far as being ready to be out in the world.
Like I remember like when I was a freshman in school, I was walking back from a party and like I didn't drink freshman year, first semester that much. And
So what is that, like
a
week? I
feel like you haven't pinpointed down like to the
day. Sounds like a week.
No, well, there's a girl who's there who she talked about how, like, her parents are okay with her drinking. So, like, this was just kind of stupid that people were, like, drinking that much and getting sick. And I was like, oh, wow, that seems a lot healthier than the way I was raised, where it's like, you can't ever do this around us ever until you're 21.
Yeah. But I have a sister who is 15 years younger than me. And we went on a family vacation a couple of years ago. And my dad and my stepmom, like, the girls were taking, like, I feel like they were purchased so that the girls would have something to drink or whatever.
Yeah.
I guess she's 18, 19. I don't know, whatever.
Yeah.
Either way, there was a purchase made, and I feel like it was just sitting. It was like, you know, whatever, Smirnoff or whatever stupid shit you drink when you're a kid. And
bubblegum wine cooler.
Yeah, and it was just sitting in there, and I was like, who the hell is going to drink this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I see them, they're like, you know, and I, what? My dad would have lost his mind.
Yeah.
He would have never just, oh, yeah, it's no big deal, whatever.
No.
And just let them drink.
I used to get raspberry liqueur or some, it has to be a liqueur with a Q in it because they were flatter bottles and I could shoplift those better.
You put them in your pocket.
I would put them in my pocket or down my pants and walk out of the Kroger's with them watch Don Kirshner's rock concert. And drink my raspberry liqueur. But that was only like,
I think you should change that story and be like a six pack or like some vodka. Yeah, I wouldn't say.
This is when you were a kid though?
Yeah, I was like 15, maybe 14, 15, somewhere. But then when I got to be 16, 17, I didn't drink again until like I was 25. It was weird.
Yeah.
Do you drink now, Michael?
Do I drink now? Yeah. I haven't really. Like, it's not like I'll.
Do you want to drink right now?
I mean,
get a drink right now. We'll get you something to drink right now.
I think, like, I have a weird thing where, like, I don't drink that much. And then when I do, I just stay awake. So then I'm like,
really?
I can't sleep. And so then I'm like, am I going to lose sleep over this?
Oh, okay. So, that makes sense.
So I just kind of, and I like, especially as a comedian, like, I always had to drive somewhere. So I was like, and I have to have my, like, I mean, everyone has to have their license, but,
well.
So I just sort of like stopped. I think. Someday I might try again.
For like logistical reasons.
Yeah, logistical. But I wonder that. I wonder if like maybe I'm missing out a little bit.
I don't think so.
Yeah?
No. Okay. Because I know this isn't. What is today, the 9th? Today's the 9th.
So drinking makes you.
But I haven't had a drink since
stay awake.
Then. No, I haven't had a drink this year. That's what I'm.
Oh, gosh. Gotcha.
Sorry. He said then, yeah.
Well, yeah, like if I drink like more than a cup, like maybe more than one, I'll just like won't be able. Like when I was in college, I would sleep on the floor because like that would like sort of center me or whatever. But like if I'm in a bed, I'm just not gonna.
No.
I'm just gonna be really restless.
There's a guy that used to work here. I don't think he cares. Maybe he does. I'm not going to say his name. But he used to work here. His office used to be at the end of the hallway. And whenever he would smoke pot, he would like become very productive.
Yeah.
Like it was the total opposite effect. Like he's like, whenever I know it's the day I clean the house for the week, smoke a little, and then I get the
house
cleaned
up. How do I know not know this story?
Because you were always in here. We were always out there having the fun conversations.
I was here in Starville. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
I was being the star.
Okay. I'm not productive when I drink.
No.
That's not. I can't work done.
You just
like,
sit there.
I'm just like
awake.
Lay in bed and like be upset.
So do you black out or do you?
That's the only way I can fall asleep is if I black out.
So you have to drink either.
That's what's dangerous.
Not drink or drink a whole.
Yeah, you got to start a little or like or drink a lot, and that's not healthy.
And you haven't had a drink this year, and it's January 9th.
Uh huh. Nope, not one.
Wow.
And I had two beers on New Year's Eve.
I can not say that.
Mm-hmm. Have you gone a day without a drink this year?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yes.
More days with or more days without?
More days with.
With, yeah.
More days with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Way more days with. I don't think I had anything to drink yesterday, but
I think that's also a thing I see is like my family, there's parts of my family that have drank more, and I think it's harder for them to stay in like shape, I think, when you drink.
I think so. It really just
a lot of sugar.
Yeah.
A lot of sugar.
And I eat dessert, so I get my sugar already.
What's your favorite dessert? You like a dessert?
Yeah.
You like a chocolate? Are you a caramel guy? You a peanut butter guy?
I love like something chocolate and then like something cake like. So like chocolate cake would be a good thing.
Chocolate cake. Oh, like a chocolate and then
slow down.
In a cake form?
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Well, I was going to say something and then I put it together and I was like, if I had to choose
this. This actually happened to me yesterday. I got such a sweet tooth. I went over to my little market.
And if you guys don't know this, when he gets a sweet tooth, he buys all the sweet things.
All the sweet
things. Not a sweet thing.
So
all the sweet things.
I turn the bass cart to in the aisle, and the first thing I see is Cool Whip.
Mm.
So I go, ooh, that sounds good. So yeah. I got some Cool Whip.
Yeah.
Put it in the cart, and then what goes with Cool Whip in my brain? Pecan no. pie. That's right. So,
I was going to say fruit, but that doesn't make
sense. So then I look at the pecan pie, and then I look, it's like 600 calories a slice or some crazy thing. This is in the frozen food case.
Oh, my gosh.
So you're then, cautious about your
so
sweet
then,
tooth.
No, yeah. So then I start to feel bad. I'm like, I can't
no.
fucking down 1,000 calories yeah. of pecan pie and some Cool Whip. So then I put everything back. But I did end up getting three different kinds of ice cream.
Yeah.
I got Snickers ice cream, nice. Cookie dough ice cream, and French silk ice cream.
And what's the calorie intake on those?
Yeah, probably about 1,000 calories. Mm-hmm, but it didn't seem as much didn't as the, as, yeah, the yeah. giant pecan pie.
When we were in high school and we thought we would try to lose weight, we would eat was popcorn, like plain popcorn, and fat-free Cool Whip. Be like, yes,
that's what you would,
this is how we're going to lose weight. Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I love the taste of plain popcorn.
I do, too.
Like,
with
very little salt or butter. Like,
yep.
I love
really?
Almost nothing
I'm right
on
there
it.
With you.
Yeah. Really?
I just love it. I don't know why.
Not me.
Yeah. yeah.
I can't get enough of that weird, I'm not sure what the butter flavoring is, but yeah. when I go to the movies, man.
I wonder about the movies, I'll put it on there.
Movies a different story.
Yeah, but if I'm microwaving it, I don't mm-hmm. like that artificial, like,
mm-hmm. I think that's gross.
Stuff. Yeah.
And, like, it coats your mouth after you've had a couple pieces.
It's, like, yellow, and it doesn't have to be yellow.
No, you just get white popcorn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's my jam.
Yeah.
That's my jam. Mm-hmm.
But about dessert, I'm also allergic to eggs, so I can't really eat cake that much anymore.
No eggs. Maybe that's why yeah. you have such a nice complexion.
Yeah.
Because I hear eggs will make you break out if
you
you're
allergic. You have the oddest, well, not oddest, I guess, but the most interesting compliments for our guests. Some yeah. One guy, remember, you said, your haircut, it's a really good haircut for you.
Well, I just...
that's what people using the game do. Or whatever it was.
The game?
Like that there's a book about how to pick up girls.
Really?
And yeah. And I've never read it, obviously.
So you're supposed to compliment a haircut?
Well, you're supposed to compliment
very
specific to them. So it's like you throw in something that's not necessarily, it's positive, but also could be not positive. So they're like wondering like, oh, does that mean it's like not good on somebody else? Did I not get a good haircut? Mm-hmm. But it's just like good on me. But
oh,
I'm like, well, he
okay.
likes it on me. So he likes me. But like, oh, maybe it's not a good haircut. So it's like, mm-hmm. yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm learning so much.
Yeah.
No, it's true.
Podcast.
Yeah.
No, I don't like lame compliments.
No, but that was a good compliment. I didn't think you were trying to do that.
No. Thanks, chick.
Yeah. I said interesting. I didn't say lame.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, we're going to start something new.
Yeah.
For the
oh, we're going to jock off Ellen like
yeah.
that.
No, we're going to What am I doing? The selfie?
Mm-hmm.
The selfie for each episode.
Oh, you can take
that?
It on the side?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just learned that
what
when I got this
phone. What
phone
is that?
No,
this
you can do it
iPhone?
On all the phones.
How do you do it?
You just click it.
Yeah, that's good. Okay,
your volume.
You click your volume?
You click mm-hmm. the volume and
you take a picture.
Set. Yeah.
Ready? Try it.
You got to turn it around.
Okay.
All right. Don't mess it up. Oh, now you're taking a picture of him taking a picture?
I didn't know I was going to be
that
in the
worked.
Picture.
Did it work?
That worked. Oh my god! You know how many times my girlfriend and I are like, "All right, can you hold it and I'll put it in my finger."
I take
change your life.
They say you take a better picture. The camera's better if you don't
if you don't flip it.
If you don't flip it around,
oh.
if you
yeah,
turn
the quality.
It and use
the
your
camera
finger.
On this side isn't very good.
Right.
Also,
oh,
it's better to do this.
Yes,
it is better to do it that way.
Selfie stick.
Well, but this is also a reverse. It flips it right, like it's a mirror.
Yes.
Like I always notice this eye's a little different than that. I broke my face. So
I've heard that you never have seen. You haven't ever seen. Your face the way other people
oh absolutely
see it.
Wow
absolutely
ever not even in
oh
the picture.
So maybe when you do flip it then that is how people see
maybe
you.
It is
oh geez
maybe
that's
it fucking
terrible.
Is
oh I don't
yeah
I've made so many decisions based on how my face looks.
Let's do this. Is that right, Michael? Thank you, Michael, for stopping by.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
That was Michael Palaszczuk. MichaelPalaszczuk.com?
Yeah, MichaelPalaszczuk.com.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Spell Palaszczuk for me.
Palaszczuk. And my album
sure?
is available on there. Yeah. There's some people that spell it differently. They
Set
drop
it on
the
a
C.
Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Jess.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for downloading the Off the Air podcast. Go to chickmcgee.com. More podcasts later.